This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Elections in several states last night sent a warning shot toward President Trump and Republicans heading into next year's general election in the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Democrats are riding some kind of wave, probably an anti-Trump wave.
In political analyst Larry Sabato's home of Virginia, Democrats gained full control of the state house for the first time in 26 years.
Hello, Kentucky.
A day after the president visited Lexington to boost incumbent Governor Matt Bevin, Democrat Andy Beshear is claiming victory, though the race remains too tight to call. In both Kentucky and Virginia, Tufts University's Jeffrey Berry notes Democrats are strong among traditionally GOP friendly suburban voters.
The White House has to figure out some way of making Trump more tolerable and less provocative in the suburbs.
Republicans did keep Mississippi's governorship, and the president heads to Louisiana tonight in hopes of helping boot the incumbent Democrat. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is threatening to deepen military ties with Moscow unless the United States lifts its embargo on the sale of a key fighter jet. The warning comes ahead of next week's planned meeting between Erdogan and President Donald Trump. Turkey set to purchase the Su-35, that's Russia's latest fighter bomber, but Erdogan has called on Trump to unfreeze the sale to Turkey of America's F-35 jetter, a jet indicating that Washington could influence his decision. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, Bill Taylor, told impeachment investigators it was his clear understanding that Kiev would not get military assistance President Trump was withholding earlier this year unless it launched investigations that would help the president politically. Taylor is set to testify in public next Wednesday when open impeachment hearings start. This is VOA News.